Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello, and welcome to the very first podcast for Intuitive Nature. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I'll be your host for this series. So the first thing I wanted to understand is what the intentions were of this podcast. So my intentions for this podcast are about wanting to share my experiences in the belief that I could help others who have also been through something similar or could relate to some of the experiences that I've had. So I wanted to do a podcast for that reason. Learning about intuition and understanding intuition becomes so big that I couldn't write it all down. I needed to explain it a little bit quicker and a little bit easier. And I thought the podcast was the best way to do that. Doing workshops are great fun, but they focus usually on one element, whereas intuition has many elements and many aspects. So what I found with a lot of podcasts about intuition, that they were too general and not detailed enough. Now, I am quite spiritual, but I am very analytical as well. So I find that when people turn around and say, oh, you've just got to trust your intuition. Well, if they don't understand what intuition is or they don't understand what trust is, how do they put the two of them together? And this is what I wanted to look at. When I first started looking into spirituality intentionally, it did happen a lot time before that, but intentionally, they didn't have the internet. They didn't have podcasts or anything like that. So all the information I could gather was from reading books or talking to other people. Now, I was in a small seaside town and there was not a lot of talk about spirituality. There might have been it happening in the background, but there wasn't a lot of talk up front. So my favourite mode of learning was books at that stage. I would go shopping every 4 to 6 weeks. I would visit the local library and I would get out about 10 books. I think that was the full amount that you could get out in those days. That was the full quota. And probably just as well because I was so engrossed in them that having three children under the age of 4 at that time, it left me little else to do. So 10 books was enough at that stage, every 4 to 6 weeks, I can assure you. But doing all that reading allowed me to be in contact with teachers such as Wayne Dyer, with one of the first books I got, which was called Real Magic, Shakti Gwan, who had creative visualization, Louise Hayes, You Can Heal Your Life, and Annette Noontill, The Body is the Barometer of the Soul. These were books that I actually purchased because I got so much out of them. So these were ones that I actually went ahead and bought. So what I would normally do is I would go to the library, get the books that I wanted, I'd have a look through, see what would resonate with me and what wouldn't. And then from there, I would then, if I really liked them, I wanted to hold on to them, I would actually go out and purchase them. I'd go out and buy them. So that was my main goal, my main way of actually getting the information that I could. Now, this is all about, that was all about getting the information. And I often see religion as that aspect. It's all about the theory based, you know, understanding it, learning it, getting all that information. Whereas I see spirituality as more of the experience. We can learn a lot from the books. We could learn a lot from other people. But experiencing it makes it a lot different. So I got these books. I had these books. I would read these books. And my biggest thing was I would test the theories. So I loved testing the theories and getting an understanding of, if this is what they're saying, will that work for me? And I didn't have to do it all the time. And I did it over a long period of time, 20, 30 years. But it gave me a good understanding of what worked for me and what didn't. Now, of course, that doesn't mean it's going to work for you. It could, it might not. But it does open your mind up and open your avenues of getting new understandings. So, of course, having some of these incredible spiritual teachers, they didn't know that they were my spiritual teachers, of course, but I really got so much out of it, and I could take on board what I wanted and let go of the rest. I didn't have to follow them or that particular book to the letter. I could take out what I wanted and I could utilize that and then let the rest go. Often I found with the reading of the books that you would read something in one book and it didn't sort of resonate very well or didn't make sense. You would read something similar again in the next book. And again, you'd take a little bit more on. And then by the time you got to the third book, you started going, oh, okay, now I get it. That makes sense now. I didn't get it before, but now it makes sense. So this is how I gathered my information and gathered my understanding. With that gathering of that information, then I tested the theories. Now, a lot of the things that I learnt from reading the books, part of it was reflecting back on some of the things that had happened in my life. And there was things that happened to me, which I will go through in the podcast, like a near-death experience. Now, I had this near-death experience when I was 20, and I didn't know it was a near-death experience until I read about it in my late 20s. So a lot of the stuff that you will get an understanding for, you may have experienced and not even realized. And that was one of those big aha moments for me. And that is how I can actually help you or put it forward, because I can then reflect back on those things that have happened and I can understand what they're talking about and how they're talking about it and what's coming forward. So it made a lot of sense to me. Now, with so much information available now, what happens is we tend to brush off a lot of that information because we're getting bombarded. We get it from social media. We get it from all the different types of social media. We're getting it with podcasts, TV, everything, radio, all the rest is coming to us in such a way that we get overloaded. There's too much of it. When I had the books, if I didn't understand that chapter, I would read it again. And if I didn't get it, I would read it again. And if I didn't get it after that, I thought, well, it's not for me. And I would normally get it again in a different book. However, with all the information that we're getting nowadays, we get so bombarded with it that we tend to sort of just brush it off. And so consequently, we need to hear it a lot more often before it sinks in. When I was reading, you could read it once or twice and it sort of sunk in. It gave you a time to absorb it, time to understand it, time to put it down, time to pick it up again. Whereas nowadays, if you don't get what's on this podcast today, then you go back and listen to it. And let's face it, you're not going to listen to a podcast too many times. You may pick up one or two bits and pieces from it, and that's about it. So yes, we've got a lot more information now, but we need to listen to it or we need to absorb it a lot more. We need to see it a lot more. So that was one of the reasons why I thought I'd like to do the podcast. I'd like to be able to put it out there. And again, I understand that people resonate differently with people. So one of the areas that I do have a lot of problems with is, and maybe this is my age, but I really struggle sometimes to follow somebody who is talking the talk but has not really walking the walk, or they, they're so young, I don't see that they've got that experience behind them. They may know what to say and they may present really well, but I just don't know whether they've got that experience behind them. And I've heard a few that express situations that they have experienced. And I think of them as, well, that's not really a spiritual experience. A near-death experience, I've heard explained that, oh, I nearly got hit by a car. That was my near-death experience. And I've gone, no. A near-death experience is when your spiritual body actually leaves your physical body. And that's happened to me on many occasions. Three very particular ones that I would talk about. And one involved a horrific sort of a situation. So a near-death experience isn't dodging a car. It's when your spiritual body actually leaves your physical body. I'll get more into that later. So I do struggle with some of the life coaches, the spiritual teachers out there that talk the talk but not necessarily have walked the walk. And that was another reason why I wanted to bring this podcast forward. So my intention for the podcast is to bring you spiritual information that I've experienced and out of times that I have tested to make sure they work. Now, even the books that I read years ago, I tested them. So I want to explain to you how that went and what it was all about. But what's really funny is that I've written a book as well. It's called Intuitive Flowers, Empowering Your Emotional Goals. And writing the book, went right through it all, very, very detailed, way too detailed, I can assure you, but you get a lot out of it. And when I wrote it, I got to the end and I thought, well, if I want to put this forward, I have to make sure it works, because I know a lot of the stuff that I was writing was downloaded from my spiritual side. So I needed to make sure it worked. So I tested the theory. Again, I tested the theory to see if my book was suitable enough for me to be able to tell people that they could get something out of it. And I was really floored. I was really surprised. Now, can you imagine writing a book and then you reading it and doing it and getting something different to what you would have expected? That's what happened. So knowing that I have written this book and I still got a surprise out of it, and I did all the words and I did everything else, I knew it was a book suitable then to be able to help other people. I will go into all that a bit later on too. So that was that side of it. Now, I have come a long way since I've started reading the spiritual books. Again, I've written one for myself, and I have another one on the way. I am a speaker and a business owner. I've won multi-international business awards at events called the Personal Growth Expo. I live on the Gold Coast, so everything will be coming from the Gold Coast. I have been a spiritual healer. I have owned my own natural therapies clinic. I've trained as a life coach, and I've owned and operated a 90-acre organic crop farm. And boy, do I love being on my tractor. Well, I had to sell it, but I loved it at the time. I attended uni at 48 years old and saw myself graduate with my bachelor's degree in health promotion just before my 51st birthday. So I have a vast knowledge and experience in spirituality, some good, some not as good, and in trusting my intuition. But the first thing I want to do with this podcast, is to go back to the basics. I want to go back to the tin tacks of what intuition is and why it is so important in your life. A lot of the podcasts that I've listened to, they go off too woo-woo, you know, like it's just, they're just not grounded enough. They've just got into the spirituality that much that they've forgotten that we are still physical human beings as well. So there's a lot of that aspect to it. And I know where they're at because I've been there as well. I got so much into the spirituality side that I don't think my feet were touching the ground for a while there. And I used to run monthly healing out of a church hall. I would have all the healers come together and we would have a holistic health day. And they could test some of the different theories themselves for a lot cheaper price. So I'd have that, and I used to do workshops, weekly workshops on all things intuitive. But we need to stay grounded. We need to still be here in the here and now. Because as far as intuition is concerned, it is about the here and now. You will see signs, you will get information about the here and now, so you can go forward to where you need to be. So I look at it a little bit like software apps on your mobile phone, right? This is what intuition's very similar to. It's like a software app on your mobile phone. It doesn't mean anything to you unless you know how to work it. You know that they're there. You have all these apps on your phone, yet you don't know how to work them. And so they don't mean anything to you. As soon as you learn how to work them, you start to wonder how you survived without them. Even how you survived without a mobile phone. So your intuition is the same. Once you know how it works, you'll be amazed at the results that it can bring, and you will just naturally use it. So for now, for you to get the most out of this podcast, you need to ask questions that are relevant to you. Questions you want answers to, or you want an understanding for, or answers that have not yet been coming forward for you. So that's what it's all about. You'll find how to link up with me in the notes. This is not a sponsored website. This is not a sponsored podcast. So you're not going to get a lot of salesy stuff. It's not about that. This is my opportunity to give without having to worry about making money or any of that crap. I just want to be able to give. I want to be able to give my information. I didn't go through the stuff I went through for it to just be lost with me. So I want to share. So that's what all this podcast is all about. For the next one, I will be going straight into what is intuition. That's what I'll be talking about. I will give you a few little stories about where how I've experienced it. And I have done up, say, the next few weeks, once a week, I've done up the next few weeks ready to go because I do like structure. However, I know it's going to change as we move along. I know things are going to come forward and change as they go along. I tend to wake up in the morning and get lots of downloads about what I should be talking about, and I've let them go. I have meant to have done this podcast a while ago, and I just haven't sort of had the opportunity. So that's what it's all about. I think I've rambled on for long enough. So that brings me to the end of this episode. Now, if you've enjoyed it, please connect with me on any of the social media profiles in the notes. I would love to know if you need any help with trusting your intuition or following your life purpose. And one thing you've got to remember is that we are all naturally intuitive. It's part of human nature. It's our intuitive nature. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist. Thank you for listening. Bye.